and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour with your hosts, Bob Petey
and John Piccirillo
and Jay Schmidt.
Hello.
Welcome to episode 190 of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Wow.
Didn't hear that.
Houston, we have a problem.
I just didn't hit the button, that's all.
It's like a half-ass. Half-ass fucking show.
What kind of hotel is this?
Yeah, what kind of hotel is this? Do you have that clip?
Go fuck yourself, Sam.
All right.
Me for a pillow?
Go fuck yourself.
Me jerk you off?
It's a different intro.
What kind of hotel is this?
Oh, Jeep and Jehuzafats. Welcome to episode 190.
I'm drinking a Hoppin' Frog peanut butter beer.
Well, aren't you fucking special?
Hi.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
But I can't believe you did it. Oh, too good. Too good. Oh, well, good night.
Was that?
That was me.
Yeah.
Sounded like a
that was good.
Bugs Bunny over there.
That's good.
Holy Christ.
Some good beer. Some good beer flowed.
That's like you sneak in shit. It's like
you sneak in shit.
Sneaking in shit. I snuck it past the guards.
Just beer. Just drink it. It's beer.
It's good stuff. And you do.
I do. I drink it.
John gets really fucking hammered on podcast night.
Episode. Deuce.
I got pretty fucked up on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, he did. Limoncello.
And I brought a lot of hardcore stuff, too. So.
Oh, great.
So sitting in my fridge. Well, that was not tonight. I'm saying on New Year's Eve I brought. That was pretty.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think. Well, because it was a very fancy night to me. I thought it was an exquisite dinner. And it was. I wanted to bring some good stuff. Yeah, I had some good stuff sitting in my.
Golf clap for the cook on
his cellar.
Dinner.
Yes.
Did I nail your doneness? That was my goal.
Your doneness. I said doneness. Doneness. Oh, doneness.
Yes. Doneness. Yeah.
Am I being paranoid or is he busting my ball?
Squeeze me.
I wanted your steaks to be exactly the way you wanted.
Mine was good.
Perfect. Mine was fantastic.
Okay. Your father did great with the roasted potato.
Oh,
everything
potatoes.
Was great.
But that salad, everything
was great.
Salad, antipasto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything was great.
I kept bragging to Renee, and she was very angry. She got me there.
I knew my dad had everybody when I came in. I was grilling, and I came in, and everybody was sitting. That's like usually a win.
Yeah.
People are standing around, and everybody's kind of like, I don't know what I want to do. When you're sitting, you're already instructed to sit.
Yes.
He's the master. Yeah. Yep. He's the ringmaster.
Yep, that was good.
Sit.
Eat.
Sit.
Why's your plate empty? Because I already ate.
Yeah, we ate.
Eat some more. It was good.
Yeah. That was good time.
I had my first pistachio.
It was a great time. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, Bob.
And the nuts inspired us to go buy more nuts, so we were cracking nuts with the same nutcrackers as you guys have.
We have the same ones, too.
That must have been the thing.
70s thing.
Yeah.
Love me some nuts.
Yeah.
The 70s nutcrackers.
Nothing like nuts on your face.
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
There seems to have been a misunderstanding about what kind of boat guys we're going to be.
Both cheeks full of nuts.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to squeeze right in here if my thighs will let me. Oh, I wish I was Beyonce.
I wish I was Beyonce. It's got to be a dance with that.
That's all my nut jokes.
That's all my nut jokes. I got one more.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
Oh, let's get on with business.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us, get a hold of us at bobandjohnspodcast@gmail.com, on buzzsprout.com and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page of Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untapped, Jay's Broom Brewmaster Pick. And...
And and go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Check out our calendar where we're playing in 2019. And check out our new video for our second single, Shake It On Down.
Yes, it's very good. I watched it. It's very good.
I wanted to mention that the mix for the show is really good.
The mix?
Because I listen to some really lame podcasts, a lot of them, just to see what's out there.
See what's out there.
And there's some out there, it's like they have good content,
mm-hmm.
Their fucking mix sucks. You know what I mean? Our mix is good.
Well, what do you mean mix?
Like the way it sounds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you listen to
sound
it.
Sound quality.
It must, you know, sound like professional.
The reverb and the fucking all of that bullshit. I've heard a couple of them there.
Well, the audio thing is kind of my jam.
Yeah. Like stupid bullshit.
Oh, no, the audio definitely sounds good because I actually listen to the Untapped podcast once in a while just for beer stuff.
Yeah.
They talk about beer and it's, I'm like, what are these kids? This is like a fucking, they're making millions of this
exactly.
app. And I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like,
compared to ours.
I'm like, just the sound quality is like, it sounds like some kid talking on a
so kudos
crappy
to
phone.
Bob
yeah.
for the fine. Yeah,
it doesn't take much.
Golf club.
Well, goes a long way.
Yeah.
Well, that's a podcast, you know. You're the one that brought the video element in.
I know. I can't help it. I have to have that. I don't know. I love that shit.
Yeah.
More exposure.
You like to expose yourself?
I like to expose myself as much as I can.
Expose yourself behind the table.
Without harming others.
What's behind the table?
He would have an enormous Schwanzstuhl.
He's going to be very popular.
Damn, that's nasty.
He's going to be very popular.
That's his avatar, Black Dick. I realize that name is a rich joke area, but curb yourself, people. This isn't junior high. Although Black Dick is huge and veiny.
You all right?
So full.
So full.
The Hoppin' Frog.
The Hoppin' Frog.
It's delicious, isn't it?
Delicious.
So what would happen if you had the Hoppin' Frog, which has peanut butter taste, right? And one that had a chocolate in it, would it taste like a Reese's peanut butter beer?
Probably.
Well,
could be.
You want us to make it?
We could try.
We could do it.
Actually, speaking of beer, that Frog Alley opened finally. They have a rough opening. They don't have their official
rough.
Yeah, they don't have their official tasting area open, but they are open. A friend of mine went. I have not
locally?
Made it down there. Yeah, down at State North Ferry. That's the big brewery that's going to be opening. They have the teaching area for the SCC brewing program, and
oh, they're conjoined with that.
Yeah. And it's that new, it's a huge complex. It's going to be, there's going to be a distillery down there and food. And it's going to, when it's done, it's going to be top notch. But it's going to be, it's the biggest brewery as far as microbrews around here. But my friend went down there and they have 5 on tap.
They're open already?
They are, yeah, they had like a rough opening. I guess it's not, it's kind of, They said it's kind of like a construction site still, but they have the tap rooms open, so they're serving. But they like have they only have a porta potty, and it's like yeah, it's kind of rough. But,
that is kind of
so
rough.
They wanted to get open before the new year, so they opened just before Christmas.
You gotta start
there
with the bakes.
But it's the facility is huge. I mean, they can pump out a lot of beer, so they're gonna like contract brew, and with the SEC program, they're gonna have a lot of good stuff going on there. Hopefully, I mean, it sounds good. So the brewers, one's from Mad Jack, and the other one is from Saranac Matt's Brewery. So.
Oh, the two people were doing it?
The two owners, yeah. So, but sounds good, and they're putting out some okay stuff. I mean, it's not fantastic yet, but
have you had anything from that other one that opened up in Schenectady?
Which one?
We talked about it on
the
podcast.
Great Flats.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, we went there on the Wing Walk. The IPA was really good. The stout I had was a little watery. It wasn't up to par. The IPA was really good, though. What they had was a nice fruity IPA. But, yeah. And actually, there's another one that I haven't made it out to yet, but it's out in Duanesburg. There's another brewery out there, too, that opened. Mm. So
that's an odd place to open.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're kind of trying to, that whole the corridor, it's kind of like they're trying to make this Schenectady County, like, brew area. Mm. So we have five in the city now, so
five. Yep. Okay,
well, five in the county. I'm sorry, five in the county.
So you got Wolf Hollow, Great Flats, that one with the college,
Mad Jack.
Where's Mad Jack?
The old Van Dyke.
Oh,
that's been there. That was actually the first one in the county.
Oh, so, I didn't realize.
Not that. A huge fan of their stuff, but they do some okay. I mean, a couple of theirs are okay, but. Nothing fantastic blows me away.
Even when it was the old Van Dyke, I wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah. It's gotten better than it was, but it's
not. Isn't that where Mike likes to go?
I like.
It's probably walking distance from his house.
I love the. Oh, yeah. I just love Wolf Hollow. To me, their quality of Wolf Hollow stuff is just. What is that? What is that?
The fuck is going on over there?
But,
Stop it! Kenny's house. Stop moving around. Kicked in.
So
whenever I hear a squeaky bed now, I think of that instantly.
So we should be able to open our place in a year or two.
Yeah.
You mean Jay and John's Drury.
Drury.
Brewery and winery.
Sure.
And deli.
Oh, and deli. And pizza place.
And deli.
And pizza.
And pizza place. And pizza. It's the thing that keeps going.
And dessert.
And dessert. And
ice cream.
Fantastic cookies.
You guys know that you just have a menu, right? You don't have to keep writing it down.
It's all done. It's all done. It's ready.
They keep writing it down. Yeah. Everybody.
You gotta change your name again.
So what do you got? What's on your menu? You have to go outside and take a look at the front.
They're all standing outside looking at the front of the building. It's going on and on.
Small little place. Sells a lot of shit.
Big chalkboard.
Big chalkboard.
Check. Check. Got it. Yep.
That's what you should do. You should open up a business where every single week you're something different. Have people come down and guess what it is. What are they this week? A pizzeria? A deli? A brewery?
That's a good idea.
Or a tax agency.
What?
Or a tax agency. Tax. Sorry, no food. We can do your taxes.
Pest control.
Pest control.
We know what time it is now.
Chilling with Jay's Brew.
Oh, you didn't.
Chilling with Jay's Brew.
Ah, we'll get there.
Chilling
oh, what?
Jay's Brew.
I need glasses.
Oh.
Hi, honey. That's what I said.
You better run your ass up there.
I don't know where they are.
Well, John screwed the pooch on that one. It's awful John's fault.
Actually, it's my fault. I didn't bring it up. So I have plastic cups. I could use that. He's already on his way. Hopefully they're clean. Yeah, let's do some trivia.
How is actor Liam Neeson related to Chris Hemsworth? I'm sorry, Liam Hemsworth is related to Chris Hemsworth.
Wow.
How is actor Liam Hemsworth related to Chris Hemsworth?
I'm your father.
I think you know what that one is.
Was it?
No, it's brother.
Oh, is it brother? Oh, yeah.
Liam there.
He's, fathers, mothers, brothers,
he's
cousins.
The one that just married Miley Cyrus. Okay.
Don't know.
How many Night at the Museum movies were made up to 2015?
Three.
Yes. Jay's on a roll here. Isha Nublar is the setting for which series of movies?
No idea.
Jurassic Park.
Nah.
Which animated Disney classic is being remade as a live-action movie for 2016? You want me to give you some?
No, I don't know.
A, Lady and the Tramp. B, The Jungle Book. C, Aladdin. Or D, Frozen?
I still don't know.
Jungle Book
really?
Was made. Yeah.
Hmm.
Who played Steve Jobs in the 2015 biopic of his life? Well, there were two movies. That's not fair.
Don't know.
Michael Fassbender.
Fassbender.
Who plays Dr. Sadler in the Jurassic Park movies?
No idea.
Laura Dern. Randall McMurphy is the lead character in which 1970s movie?
Isn't that One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Bingo! Ding, 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 ding.
I don't even know why. Who
stars with Owen Wilson in Marley and Me?
Can't think of her name. It's a female, right?
Yes.
Don't know.
Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Star Wars The Force Awakens is set how many years after Return of the Jedi? It's a blank stare. 30 years.
All
right. And the last one, one more. Jay, this is funny for Jay. What is the name of the reindeer in Frozen?
Why is that funny for Jay?
Because it's Jay's character's name in our in our second movie we never finished.
Franz.
No, he wasn't Franz.
Our second movie we never finished. Oh.
Oh, now he's getting it.
Nah. Mine doesn't go that back that far.
Sven.
Sven.
You were Sven from somewhere.
All right.
All right.
Paco. Taco.
Yeah. We get the cops. We get the cops.
We're having cops.
We're having cops for dinner.
Yes, we're having cops
over here.
We're having cops over here. Oh, right. My God. That's awesome.
And that's appropriate for my horrible memory. Memory Alpha from Wolf Hollow Brewing. And I have a little spiel I wanted to do, if I can find it real quick. Sorry. This is a Brut IPA, which we had one of these on we had one of these on New Year's Eve, if you remember. You might not.
It was limoncello.
It was sandwiched in between a lot of other stuff. So this is kind of like the new rage in craft beer, is this Brut IPA. So they called it a champagne IPA because it's a very dry, not super hoppy, and pretty drinkable IPA style. And it came about, probably 2 or 3 years ago out west, and it's rapidly spreading across. Pretty much everybody now is making a Brut IPA. I even saw Saranac has one now. So they're... Wolf Hollow's Memory Alpha, a Brut IPA. So they're bubbly.
Is that the one you had in the champagne bottle?
No.
Oh. Ooh, that's... Yeah, that's kind of got a champagne color to it.
Yep.
I mean, darker,
very,
but...
Very bubbly and very smooth and dry. They're not... Like a typical IPA is super hoppy. These are on the lower end of the ABV scale also. This one I think is 5.9. I have to look to be sure, but they're actually brewing another batch of this because it sold so quick. So this is one of the better ones I've had. I know I'm biased, but this is really good.
That's all right.
Someday we'll do a show there, hopefully. So this is Memory Alpha, which they took from Star Trek, actually.
Bitches.
Actually, I took a picture to read their description of it. So it's 5.9 ABV. What are you doing? Oh, God.
Greg wants to know if John's going bowling in that hat.
So it's fermented to pretty much zero sugar. There's like pretty much no sugar in this. So.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be bright and citrusy. With kind of a honey smell. Oh, well, let's see what you think.
It smells good.
I like it, and pretty much everyone else does too. So. Cheers. Skull.
Oh, no. What the hell? No, that's not cool.
Oh, that's delicious.
I mean, you get the, you almost get that little bit of honey scent to it when you go to take a sniff, and then when you actually hit it.
Oh, I'm having too much fun. This isn't water. It was a big glass of vodka.
I was all fucked up.
Yeah. So this is from Wolf Hollow.
Wolf Hollow. It's called Memory Alpha.
No sugar in it. It's a champagne.
It's zero residual sugar.
Which is good for hangover. Which means that's better for hangover, isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought sugar, more sugary drinks gave you more,
yeah,
more
be,
of a hangover.
Yeah, that's the feeling, I think. It's got just notes of honey when you smell it. And it's very bubbly, like champagne.
What is it called again?
Memory Alpha.
Memory Alpha.
I guess they took from Star Trek. That was there.
Oh, yeah?
That was a... it was a thing on the original Star Trek, I think.
Not the Troubles with Tribbles?
But. Yeah, when I looked it up, it was...
What percentage alcohol was it?
5.9.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No, it's on the lower end. It's very drinkable, smooth, but it's dry. It's like a dry... It's like if anybody's ever had Brut champagne, that's where it kind of takes its name from. They actually use the yeast from...
What was that?
Okay.
There was...
Effervescence?
Yeah, a effervescent burp.
Oh.
Which came through my nose.
Well, what are you thinking of? You're not giving any...
No, I totally dig it. And it works well for me right now because it's lighter. It's not super heavy, which that fucking peanut butter one was super heavy.
Oh, was it? Mm-hmm. What was that one you had with New Year's Eve dinner that you said you paired it?
That was...
You said it was excellent with
Prairie's deconstructed bomb with cocoa nibs.
Stout, right?
Yeah, it's a stout.
Heavy.
With cocoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 13%. So this is like 5.9, I think they put it at.
Oh, no wonder why you were all fucked up.
Yeah, well, and then the dessert one I had was like 12, so.
Oh, Jesus. And
that was the one in the champagne bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And a little bit of limoncello. Oh, yeah.
Three shots of limoncello.
But they took this, the yeast that they use in like stouts originally is what they did, and they put it in an IPA as a test batch, and that yeast makes the IPA like a normally... Like super bitter IPA makes it dry like this, so it was kind of experimental how they came out.
Experimental. With so what are you guys giving it?
To me, it's a 5 all the way. I mean,
John,
I love it. I've had a few different versions. Like I don't know. I've had at least two or three of these IPAs.
It'll come to you if you stare at it long enough.
I know. Don't like it?
Oh, no, I totally do.
Okay, we're waiting for an answer for what you think of.
Oh, no, I love it.
What your rate? Is it a 5 for you?
Oh, well, the number is hard. Well, you know what? The problem I've had on Untappd is I'm starting to rate things really much higher than I used to.
Mm.
A lot of them.
Yep. Well, you're drinking more quality beers.
I know. This one's up there. It is 5.
I find myself looking for higher rated stuff before I pick it. I mean, that's why I end up going on the higher side. I mean, occasionally I get one that stinks, but...
Hey, one of the questions I want to ask you is when I'm looking, if I got some, how often do you get beers that you've already had because they were awesome and you get more?
I do, but I try to find myself pulling my Untappd app out and I'll actually check before I buy it because I don't like to.
That's what I do.
I'm going for that 2,500 number. That's my aim. And actually, I'm tied with one of my friends in California right now. So I'm going to beat this weekend, hopefully. But, my aim is to get to 2,500. Then I'm going to probably throttle back, hopefully. But I don't know. I like experiencing new tastes in beer. I mean, but then
that's what Jay's Brew is all about.
But then I come back to Wolf Hollow. And, I mean, this is my 90th different beer I've done right now. This that's awesome. This is my this is number 90 Jay's Brew. I mean, we've done 90 different beers just here on the show. So
getting closer.
Try to.
It's getting close.
I mean, I try to get something different.
Yes.
And I always try to. I try to bring something that relates to the show. This one didn't, but I wanted to get this one in anyway, just because of the new style and that they're doing it there. I actually got to taste the new. Well, I can talk about it because it'll be out by then. But they're actually doing a sour, which drops this week. So,
yeah, you love those.
I do, and this one's fantastic. The brewer gave me. I've heard from the assistant brewer when I went to the beer wars there that weren't really a war, but they spanked Northway there. But I heard from him that it was very good. And then when I was there tonight picking up this fresh off the teat, Is that me?
No, it's me.
That's you? So, Oh, boy.
Oh, smelly asshole.
You feel better now?
Nobody else cared about what was going on, so I don't give a fuck.
I was listening to Jay. I was doing something.
So goddamn busy. I had a story. I'll just fucking give it to you.
But Jordan gave me do you want a sample of the new sour? I'm like, absolutely. So
you love the sour. John hates the sour.
It's Wednesday it drops. I told you what we have to do. I'll find one that you like. You'll like it.
I've had a couple.
You're going to like it.
I've had a
this
couple.
And this, I told him, I'm like, in the summer, you're going to sell a shit ton of this because it's really good. It's one of the better sour. And it's just so, the freshness is what's so good. And
is that considered a sour?
This is not a sour.
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
No, the new one that's coming out, yet to be named. They're having a naming party at Hunter's Wednesday. So they're going to release it, and then they want name suggestions. So. That's all.
Chilling with Jay's Brew. Chilling with Jay's Brew.
All right, honey.
Chilling with Jay's Brew.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Bob and John, Super Duper Variety Power.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
You lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. You know what that makes you?
Larry.
Lollygaggers. Lollygaggers.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking changas.
You can find us at Bob and John's podcast at gmail.com on Buzzsprout.com and iTunes or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour, also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brew Master Pick.
And you can go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Check out our calendar where we're playing near you. And go ahead and watch our new video for our latest single, Shake It On Down.
Shake it. Shake it.
Shake it on down.
You need a coffee porter, I think.
A coffee porter?
John needs a little pep. Step.
You got a word of the day there, Jay?
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't forget you.
Actually, I do. Peniophobia.
Oh, sounds like penis.
It does. It's definitely not what it sounds like. Peniophobia is actually the fear of poverty.
No. Yeah.
It's P-E-N-I-A. P-H-O-B-I-A. You have peniophobia?
I have.
What is that again?
The fear of poverty.
Oh. I think everybody has peniophobia.
Mm-hmm. You would think.
John, you're looking very alien-like in that one.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's creepy. Wow. That's
and weird. Then
What are you doing?
I'm looking awful sweet with that one.
What is it? What app is that?
Oh, it's our Facebook Messenger app.
Oh.
They send back and forth. I didn't realize it, but Tom must, you must be able to do it to other, to pictures that are already taken to do more stuff to it. John's like,
gonna make it.
Band feed is fucked up, man. I'll tell you that.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to
with Bob and John
and Jay.
Woo! So this,
you don't like it?
I love it.
All right.
He's reaching the end. Yeah. Houston, we have a problem. We're losing John.
Houston, we have a problem.
We're losing him. We can rebuild him. our top 10 this week is top 10 television commercials of the 80s.
Yay!
Woo! Yahoo! All right.
We've been wanting to do this one for a long time.
Have we?
I don't know.
Yes, we have, Jay.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have, Jay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
Bud Light, Spuds McKenzie.
Ah, that's right.
That
Spuds.
Yep.
It wasn't at, the 80s versions weren't as good as the 90s versions, but that was the kind of the start of Spuds McKenzie.
You want me to go next?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go next. This one actually more annoyed me, but it stuck in my head forever because it was a commercial on television that when you were watching TV early in the morning before you went to high school or even middle school, I think it was, or something. My buddy.
Okay. Yep.
Wherever I go, he goes. You remember that, right?
Disturbing.
Yeah, I can sing the whole fucking song, which is even more disturbing. It's like ingrained in my fucking head. So I'll make that my number 10. John?
My 10? Number 10 with I've Fallen and Can't Get Up.
It's like,
Yeah, I forgot it's about like, that one. Yeah.
Total,
I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up.
Still holds true.
I didn't like it. You know what I mean? It's not like it's something that I dug.
I feel like these are ones that stuck in our head.
It's stuck in my brain.
You know? I don't know if this is a top 10 ones we like or just ones that we stuck.
Sometimes it's a good thing.
Yeah.
In case John's fallen and he can't get up. Jay, you're number 9?
Poppin' Fresh. Pillsbury Doughboy.
Poppin' Fresh?
Yeah. You don't remember?
Well, I remember. Well, there's been so many Pillsbury ones. Yeah. I don't remember the exact.
Yeah. Poppin' Fresh. Poppin' Fresh Dough it was.
My number 9, I'm doing a J where I'm looking and doing as I'm going. I'm going to go with my number 9 is going to be the Folgers commercials. When Peter comes home for Christmas. If you remember those.
Yeah, I do remember that.
The little kids waiting and the parents are asleep.
That would have been probably my number 11.
Peter comes home for Christmas, you know, the older brother.
Had to bump that one.
Of course, the whole family wakes, and it's all grand and great because Folger's coffee is flowing through the air.
He, like, snuck into their house.
Fixes everything.
The, what do you call it? The last man of waking up is Folger's in your cup.
Yeah.
John, you're number 9?
I want my MTV.
Yeah, that ain't in our fucking head. I don't know what it is.
I thought about you.
That I didn't have it?
Yeah. You're like not the... And everybody else was watching MTV back then.
Except for me.
Except for you.
Well, but I just wasn't...
Now, you know everything media. You're the media king now.
Well, I watched it at other people's houses. That's all.
MTV was shit, and I remember those commercials. I want my MTV. Can't get enough.
Yeah.
All that.
I want my MTV.
Yeah. Too much is never enough.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Jay, you're number 8.
Tootsie Pop, how many licks?
Oh, that's right. Three.
How many licks does it take to get to a center of a
Tootsie Pop?
A 1.
A 2. A 3. A 3.
Three licks.
I love Tootsie Pops. I love them.
How many licks?
So what am I, on 8?
How many licks does it take to get to the bottom of a Wolf Hollow growler?
I suck them.
Excuse me?
I am not gay, senor. You just make me do gay things.
My number 8 is Lego My Ego.
I love that one.
Oh.
Lego My Ego.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Lego My Ego.
I didn't have. I don't think I really ate Eggo waffles.
I liked them. I like
Eggos are good.
Oh, I like them, but
butter
I just
I like them
jelly.
I like a lot.
It's pretty good.
You're number 8, John.
I went with Toys R Us. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Absolutely.
And I went with that because it's so funny because they gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I hear they might be resurrected, actually. And I also hear KB Toys might be resurrected.
I don't know, but we were in the prime.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because we were shopping for the grandkid, you know, first Christmas for the grandkid and everything. I'm like, the two places we normally would be pulling right in are Toys R Us or KB in the mall. Yeah. Nothing.
Nope. There you go.
Bubkiss.
There you go.
Jay, you're number 7?
Seven. Yes. Pizza Hut, the McKenzie Brothers. I like the McKenzie Brothers, and I remembered the ad when I saw it, and it was actually a really good ad, just with those two.
I don't remember
it. Them, but it
Bob
wasn't.
And Doug McKenzie.
Yeah,
take off, eh?
Yeah,
yeah,
those
eh?
Guys, yeah,
loser.
Yeah, it was a great ad for Pizza Hut. Yeah, that's my number 7.
That's a good one.
My number 7 is Starkist. Sorry, Charlie.
All right.
With Starkist the tuna there. Charlie.
The big tuna?
Yeah.
Big tuna.
Sorry, Charlie.
The other big tuna.
The big tuna.
John, you're number 7?
I went with California Raisins.
Hated that fucking commercial.
Through the grape.
Oh, I hated that fucking commercial.
Good fucking song.
I'm not saying that, but I hated that commercial.
Grapevine. Oh, I guess your lunch is better than mine. Where'd I lose it?
Was you who?
Did I?
Oh, no, you didn't do anything. My list? Oh, there it is. Oh, no.
This is like champagne beer.
Champagne? Oh, there it is.
You got it.
You got it. You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
What is your number? Where are we at? 6?
6. Hefty cinch sack.
Hefty, hefty cinch sack.
Hefty, hefty
cinch sack.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
Wimpy, yeah.
Annoying as hell. But...
yeah, but it's stuck in your fucking head.
Yes, it did.
Oh.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
John, that's me, right? Number 6. Hey, Tony, I got the mats. Tony, I got the mats, Tony. You know, I just thought of one, but I don't know if it was the 80s or not. Can I say it? Or
say it.
I don't know.
Say it.
It might be crazy.
Say it. Is it Prego or Ragu when he used to, the mother, Anthony?
Oh, yeah.
Was that 80s?
It's a Pasta Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It might have been close. Yeah, right there. It's not on my list. I just thought of it. I remember the mother sticking her head out, Anthony.
Put our people on that.
honorable mentions.
Yeah, honorable mention.
All you people.
John, you're number six?
Dr. Five. Pepper. I'm a pepper.
Oh,
you're a
yeah.
Pepper. You.
You want
pepper too, Dr. Pepper.
You take my pepper.
Sounds like you have a dick in your mouth.
Yes, Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Never mind.
Five.
Yes, J5.
Toys R Us. I don't want to grow up.
I still don't.
Toys R Us Kiss.
Toys R Us Kiss?
Oh, I thought that was a tooth.
My number five? Where did I put my number five? Oh, my number five. I want my MTV.
Yeah, MTV. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You wanted your MTV.
Yep.
Only made sense.
Yep. John, you're number five. Quit looking at Jay like you're going to eat his head.
Lego my ego.
There you go.
I love the old Legos. Little butter and jelly on there.
Lego my ego.
Lego my ego.
Jay, you're number four.
Oscar Mayer hot dogs.
Was that an 80s one? Or I thought that was 70s.
Oscar Mayer wiener.
I had
Wouldn't you like 80s. To be okay. a wiener, too?
Yeah. Maybe the bologna one is 70s.
I'm aware or no?
I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. Maybe the 70s was My Bologna Has a First Name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
I had Oscar. I don't know.
My Bologna has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
And if you ask me,
no, if I love to eat it every day, and if you ask me why, I'll say. Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G and A.
Fuckers.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
That didn't come up on my 80s one, so I'm thinking that was a 70 one. I'm talking about the bologna one, not the hot dog.
I had specifically hot dogs.
No, that's I'm saying the bologna one. I might be.
I think the bologna was 70s.
I wish it was not.
They had something to do with the leftover bolognas. Hot dogs.
The what?
They had to do something with the leftover bologna.
Oh, make hot dogs. I just remember that kid sitting there with a bologna sandwich with on the pier.
No,
with
that was definitely.
Man, I like 70. A bologna sandwich once in a while.
A good that's one, a not good an Oscar Mayer one.
No, it's got to be
like Tobin's or something really good like
good
that.
Bologna, yeah. American cheese, and white bread, mustard.
Once in a like once a year, that's good to have. And you're like, I'm done.
I'm fucking all in. Yeah, once a year.
What? Once a year.
Once a year.
So what was that, Jay? Your number five?
That was four. My four.
My number four is I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Oh, yeah, that's on there. Number four, me?
Yes.
McDonald's. The
all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
McDLT.
The hot stays hot and the cold stays cold.
Yeah, that.
You were so into those in high school.
What is it?
Yeah. The McBLT?
The McDLT.
I wanted that shit.
You don't remember those?
No.
They had it. All they did was they just took the fucking burger and they put the lettuce and tomato in the top bun on one side because it was like a long thing you got, and I never even had one of them.
I had it all the time. It's great.
All I remember is that every single time,
it's like a good burger.
We used to go because we had lunch. I think our senior year or junior year, and we used to go and go to McDonald's there at Union Street. And John would get one every single fucking time, and he would fling the tomato.
Burger.
It was just a burger.
The burger on the right side. It was like a.
It's like almost a quarter pounder size.
And the right side, you had like the bun and the meat and the cheese. But on the left side, it was like the lettuce, tomato, and onion and the sauce.
Oh, and you splashed it
and you
together.
Put it together. So it was like a fresh
burger.
I
do not recall that.
And that was their motto, the McDonald's commercial was.
The hot stays
hot.
And the cold stays cold. Yeah.
Every time John used to get this.
I don't even remember that at all.
His big thing was to take the tomato and fling it out the window. The one time he went to fling it out the window, and guess what he didn't do? Roll down the window. Just stuck right there.
That shit happens. What are you going to do?
When did the McRib come into fashion?
Oh, I don't know. I never had one. Never cared.
I didn't either.
90s. It's got to be 90s.
Half of them. I would say late 80s. Do you know?
Is this? I do not know. I was asking. No, I
didn't
know.
I think it was the 90s. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But that was a...
We'll look it up afterwards.
That was,
our people will be on it.
That was revolutionary for McDonald's, and I am...
No, it was gimmicky, and it sucked.
I am a McDonald's antichrist now.
Like, yeah, I don't...
I don't want anything to do with McDonald's now. That was the last thing that really hooked me. I was like, oh, yeah. That,
well, that's because we were in high school, and it was
that,
hookable. We were hookable to anything.
I'm in on that. All day long. Give me the
1981.
Yeah, for
the McRib.
Started the McRib.
I remember.
Never had a McRib.
I did not ever. That's just
Jay. You're
funny.
Number three,
Bartles and James.
This is my brother Frank. What is my, I'm Frank James. This is my brother. What is it, Frank?
I'm not
sure. Henry Bartles and Frank James. Is that it?
I think so.
Bartles and James sitting on the front porch.
Sitting on the front porch in their rocking chairs.
Drinking fucking wine coolers.
Yeah, they don't sell that shit on commercials anymore.
No?
What?
I don't think so.
Oh, you mean wine? You mean alcohol?
Like booze.
Yeah. Well, wine coolers kind of in that. Yeah, they do all the time now.
Like what?
Your Mila Kunis with her.
Yeah.
They do hardcore liquor.
Yeah.
No, what the amazing thing was is we were talking about the Marlboro Man when we were kids.
Yeah.
Because Rebecca was saying, like, oh, you know, it's so odd that they do alcohol commercials now because it's so bad for you and everything. And it's, you know, it's really hypocritical. I said, you want to say hypocritical? They used to do tobacco commercials.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I remember the Marlboro Man, that scene when it's cold. You see his breath.
And steed.
Well, I remember the one. Maybe it's a Skull commercial is the one I'm thinking of.
It says steed.
He's flinging the bale of hay up over the hay wagon, into the hay wagon, and I think he stops and he pulls off the skull, takes the chew. I think that's the one. That one was that one. Yeah, smoking commercials. I remember those. My number three?
Yeah.
You were Frank Bartles and Hank James or something?
Number three.
It's time to make the donuts.
Donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
Time to make the donuts.
I think Krispy Kreme has really put a dent on the area. Like Dunkin' Donuts was our shit.
I don't think Krispy Kreme has put much of a dent in it at all.
They went out of business.
Yeah.
So I don't think
that's a huge dent, John.
Sack your Krispy Kreme.
I sack your Krispy Kreme.
Okay, so my number three.
What's your number three? Yeah.
Nair.
Short shorts.
Okay.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah. You always remember the kick, the long legs.
Yeah. Dancing.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm gonna wear short shorts, I'm gonna use Nair and. Make my fucking legs naked.
There seems to have been a misunderstanding about what kind of boat guys we're going to be.
Yeah.
John's going to
wear short shorts. Okay.
Okay. Jay, you're number two.
Time to make the donuts.
All right.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yep.
It's time to make the donuts. The little donut guy from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep.
I don't think that even made my top 10.
How does that not?
Time to make the donuts.
That's why.
Time to make the donuts.
That's what I feel like.
It's awesome.
The whole commercial was like,
"What do you say?" Everybody says that every morning
until the end. He was always smiling at the end, though.
Wasn't he always at the end? Yeah, it's like getting up for work every day.
Time to make the donuts.
Yeah, everybody says that.
That's all I think.
My number two is, "Where's the beef?"
That's good.
Wendy's.
Yeah, that's good. That's
little
good.
Old lady. Oh, yeah. Where's the beef?
That's your number two.
You said two.
Did I? Did I have two number twos then? Yes, I did. I had two number twos. I marked.
Conundrum.
Well, I'll say my second number two anyway. The hell with it, right?
Yeah.
We make the rules.
It's your podcast.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Those are my two number twos.
I'm interested to see what John's
number one is.
Where's John's going here?
You're number two. It's your number two, though.
John's two.
I'll tell you what my number two is. And I did some investigation before the show.
Jesus.
And it definitely solidified why this is in my top two. And goddamn Calvin Klein with Brooke Shields in 1980. She used to read from books and stuff. And
never did much for me, but
the big one that I remember was what comes between me and my Calvin Kleins?
Oh yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Awesome. What comes between me and my Calvin Kleins? Nothing. Nothing.
Talking about. Fuck yeah. You sexy bitch and your Calvin Kleins. You just sold me on those pants.
You're number one.
John's wearing Calvin Kleins. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
That's what? You're number one?
That's my number one.
Number one, Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Look at that.
Okay, we're right in the same wheel.
That was my number two.
All right. What's your number one, Bob?
You guys had it a lot lower, but man, as a kid, I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
All
right.
Yeah, my
that
toys,
was the yeah, shit, man.
Yeah, Toys R Us kids is definitely up there. It's
what do we got for extras there?
Pepsi Challenge.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that earlier.
Yep, Pepsi.
Pepsi Challenge. Coke Max Headroom.
Bunkers.
Don't remember that.
Totally weird one, but it used to be the shit. Yeah. Fall for the sky. Yeah, okay.
What about Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Uh-huh. Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spuds McKenzie, you mentioned, right?
Yep. Cocoa Puffs.
I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh. Calgon, take me away.
Take me away. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Arid Extra Dry.
Arid.
Really,
Band-Aid, you took that one, right?
What, Band-Aid? Yeah, that was already on my
I had the Folgers, the Apple commercial, and that was very low.
What about the Heinz ketchup commercial where he puts the bottle on the ledge and screws it and then runs all the way down and sits there with the hot dog as he's waiting for it to...
Yeah, that's classic.
What about the Connect Four? Pretty sneaky, sis.
Pretty sneaky, sis. Yeah, that was a good one. Too.
Domino's? Back then it was the Noid.
What?
The Noid.
Noid by the Noid. Yeah, Domino's Pizza.
I don't remember that.
Was that 80s or was that 90s? I don't know. I'm not disputing, but I don't care.
What about Rosie, the bounty, the quicker picker-upper? You don't remember Rosie, the old lady with the bounty with the quicker picker-upper?
I remember the quicker picker-upper.
It was Rosie was the woman. Rosie. Yeah.
Whole lot of Rosie?
I got a whole lot of Rosie.
Is there any other ones we're missing?
Sizzling.
Oh, all right. Yeah, okay. I remember
Move
that.
Over, bacon.
Oh, that's right. Now there's something meatier. New delicious sizzling.
Move over, bacon.
I can't believe there's not a Burger King commercial on that. We didn't miss one.
There's a shitload of McDonald's ones.
Oh, well, the famous.
The only one that really caught mine was like, I bought into the fucking BLT.
that I've never heard of.
Oh, I fucking totally.
I think we should recreate that at our restaurant.
I think it's brilliant. I really do. I think it's probably the most brilliant
McDLT.
McJLT.
The Big Mac one is the one I always remember the most. What do you call it? Pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, that one.
Burger sauce, specials, cheese?
Yeah, something like that. Specials. What was the morning ones they used to always have? They used to have the breakfast ones, too, that they used to run in the morning.
I know is the fucking McGriddle is the shit. I never had one till this year.
Really?
And I, well, yeah, and I didn't really.
You're the second person that's told me that. Like, the fucking McGriddle is the bomb.
Have you not had one?
I refuse McDonald's now, so I don't do it. So.
You didn't answer the question.
What?
Have you had one?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never had a McGriddle.
You know what?
Your second person is like the McGriddle's.
I never had one until this year.
But let me tell you, I think it's something
crazy.
You should try at least once in your life. It doesn't hurt. It would hurt once. You know what I mean?
I'll try it. I'll do it. I'll try it once.
Because I'm a what's it? Not, oh, what's it called? Crap, I forget my McDonald's order now. You can help me.
Neo McDonald's.
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order? What the hell's it called?
Agreed.
A sausage biscuit with egg and cheese is usually my normal order, but I had a McGriddle this year because the problem with the sausage, egg, and cheese is it gets dry.
Yeah.
So usually we get it on the way to a golf outing. That's what I grab on the way there.
Yeah.
So Chris gets the McGriddle all the time. So he's like, oh, dry. Because my McGriddle is like, it's dry and it fucking sucks. I mean, because like, I'm trying to eat it while I'm driving. So it sucks on top of that. But then Chris was like, you gotta try the McGriddle. And I had it and I was like, it's really good.
That you gotta watch out for though, too. I've had a couple of them when like the pancakey part was like dry and then it's like, is good.
But
they are. You get a good one, they're good.
I've had several since my first try and I'll probably never go back to my sausage, egg, and cheese. And I love sausage, egg, and cheese. Sausage, egg, and cheese on a biscuit.
On a biscuit.
See, I'm still not a huge fan of the...
It's not no big DLT, I'll tell you.
Let me tell you. My friend, who's a big fan of Parecas, goes for breakfast every once in a while. I went this morning and sent me some pictures. And I've never had this. And all of a sudden, I want it badly. It's a BLT. It's from Parecas.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have breakfast.
Parecas. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's their bread,
mm-hmm.
lightly toasted.
Nope.
And it's a BLT,
mm-hmm.
basic BLT with a fried egg in it.
Okay.
And like I never would have put that.
That's
shit
it.
Together.
Just
the
egg and BLT.
Yeah. But they serve well. My friend gets it with marinara. It's not served. That
okay.
Way. Yeah, and. Holy fuck.
No sausage or bacon or anything?
No,
there?
I'm just
bacon. BLT.
It's BLT.
Oh, BLT, yeah.
It's got bacon in it. Yeah.
B stands for bacon.
And I'm fucking, like wanting it now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
That's
totally
really good.
You could just make it yourself.
I know. And I will. But I've never... But I've never even, like, dreamed of throwing a fried egg in there. It's not part of the process for a BLT for me. But, like, now, I'm like, fuck, that belongs.
Well, have you ever had a fried egg on a hamburger?
I've had an Emmy Bowl burger, Dirty Dan's.
Dirty Dan's.
Used to get, like, a fucking half pound of meat.
Yeah.
And they used to put a fucking fried egg right on top of it. Yeah. When you're drunk, that thing goes down.
And I remember that was fucked up.
And then French fries on top of that.
It was goddamn delicious.
But, like, Burger 21 does that with the They put the burger or the fried egg on the burger.
Yeah. Oh, suddenly
that was a Dirty Dan's. Suddenly we go down and hang out with those guys in Albany.
It's taken a whole turn in
now,
the world. For
Dirty
like,
Dan's back in the 90s was known for the Emmy. They call it the Emmy Bowl Burger, right? So when you're in there at like 1, 2 in the morning, it's like, what menus? Everybody's just ordering Emmy Bowl Burgers. Mm-hmm. So we go in there. It's like a hole in the wall place. I don't even know if it exists anymore. And everybody's like, Ben.
I'm guessing it doesn't.
Ben and Phil. Well, I think it was like a lot of, they attracted a lot of college stuff.
Yeah.
So those places sometimes do last forever. But you go in there, and we're all ordering the Emmy Bowl Burgers. Jeff's the only one sitting at the counter goes, can I see a menu? And like the whole place was like,
what the
quiet.
Fuck?
And then he gets done with it and goes, can I have an omelet, please? Like, he just turns around like, what? It's like everybody just went quiet. Like, how dare you not get an Emmy Bowl Burger?
Well, that always confused me anyway, because those guys are the ones that got me to think about eating healthy.
Yeah, but
when they're fucked up,
when they
could give a rat's ass.
When they go off the food wagon, I remember those guys.
Like,
I remember
fuck it.
Me and Jeff meeting them, and I don't even know if it's around anymore. Ralph's, it was down like on Madison.
Ralph's was a guy
on the corner of Madison.
Disaster. When he used to go there.
It was literally a metal bowl about this big in front of them, and they were just dipping in and fucking eating wings. But the way Ben would eat wings, he's one of those like just
yep.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember Ben used to do that. It was amazing. I was like, yeah. Where is Ben?
He's still around.
I think he's still in contact with Phil. Syracuse.
We're still in contact.
He's in Syracuse.
I still love that guy, right?
He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but he's like head of the whatever department in Syracuse University. Medical department or something in Syracuse University.
Come on, Ben, come back to us.
Yeah, we'll get him. We'll get him.
Domingo.
Ben.
No, that's not racist. That's his name.
I remember a dude.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw it. I was like,
oh my God, that's so fucking disgusting.
And then Tom Pollock with that concoction of like tuna fish and other shit that I remember at your party, your house, they brought their food because they had to eat every 3 fucking hours. Yeah. So you had to let them upstairs because you had it locked upstairs. You had to let them upstairs so they could get to the refrigerator and sit at the table and eat their fucking tuna and other weird concoction.
They were so
raw tuna and stuff.
But every 4 o'clock in the morning, when we were all fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Then it's
like
all on.
All hell breaks loose. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was so confused.
I went to
I'm
a couple.
To figure it all it out.
You know, I went to a couple.
Get the right things, like eat the right things and do the right things. And these guys are like, oh, yeah, everything we did was like, we're so regimented. And like food, and you have to.
That was just their drinking.
And then,
beer.
Oh, man.
Went to.
That was just like, their drinking. Boo! Beer.
Yeah, like they had to do food after drinking. Like, drink. We're drunk, we need food.
Yeah.
I went to see a couple Bills games with those guys, and it was like, fuck, you know what I mean? Some place out there, garbage plate. You know what I mean?
Awful.
You know,
two sides of the pet spectrum.
Yeah,
sure.
You're watching those guys put away. Each of them put away a garbage plate, and then I think it was Denny's.
Easy.
The garbage plate.
It wasn't even like they. They were like, oh, I feel bad about this. They were just like,
And then they like each got like this fucking like Oreo cookie dessert thing that was like this big.
That's the thing that used to kill me. Is like I always contemplate like, well, can I have this other food? And we're still talking about eggs and, you know, things that are still good for you. But then it'd be like, okay, I'm done. But now I want dessert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They were fun. When they ate, they were filthy motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
A fucking disaster.
Yeah.
That's why, to this day, I don't feel bad about pizza. Because they used to eat, like, pizza was nothing to them.
We went down.
It was like a snack.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Me, I think it was me, Phil, Pollock, Domingo, Steve Mack. Who's the one that lived outside of White Plains there? The one that got burned. What was his name? I can't think of what's his name.
That's so funny. He got burned. How did he get burned? It can't be funny.
When they went down to Mexico, he got sunburned really bad.
Oh,
and he is white as a ghost normally,
He got to be.
Oh, what the? Chris. It was Chris something or other. I can't think of his last name.
Burns?
M. It wasn't Majak because that was the high school name.
No, it was Chris something. Well, anyway.
Oh, it was blisters. Oh, yeah.
I heard that.
Brutal.
But anyway, he went down with us.
The guy got burned.
We were going down to see the Cowboys at Buffalo play it. And Steve Mack's parents lived out in Rochester. So Saturday, we went down in the morning, and I think I was riding with Phil and Phil and Ben or something. We met the rest of them down there at his parents' house. They went somewhere for the whole day, and we watched college football all day. Of course, you know those guys, huge bettors.
Love that shit.
Oh, huge gamblers at that time.
All day long.
So, I mean, we ate so much fucking food his mother made, and then they ordered pizza and a bunch of shit wings and shit. You were just like, you know what I mean? And that's back when I was trying to, like, watch what I ate, you know what I mean? I was at my lightest and everything.
No,
I was just
know.
You're just like, you can't even move. So we go out, we get hammered or whatever, and then they have to hit Denny's on the way, get the garbage plate and the dessert and everything. We come back, and that's the one where we're all sleeping in the basement. They had a done basement, and you hear the sound of somebody peeing on the floor. And then you hear, Jesus Christ, oh my God, he's just screaming and stuff. It's like fucking Chris, whatever, I forget his last name. It's Phil will know. He got up, he was so drunk, he just fucking whipped his cock out and started peeing right by Ben's head.
Oh, on the floor. Oh, the good old days.
then we get up in the morning, and of course those guys all got to use the phone because they all got to make their bets for the NFL
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Then we go into the Buffalo to watch the game, and it was just raining, and it was just hungover, and you're like, oh dear God, those guys. Yeah, those guys were always an adventure whenever you went down there.
The days before the internet.
That was my first trip. Ever.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
Those bunch of retards I went with.
Those bunch of retards. And you had fun.
Yeah, I had fun. And the one that got burned.
Chris, I can't think of his name. I'm going to ask Phil tomorrow. No.
Chris, if you're watching?
He's not.
I'm sure.
I'm not gonna.
Sounds fucking like you have a dick.
Five, four, three, two, one.
That's all, folks.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Time to make the chimmy fucking chongas.
You can find us at Bob and John's podcast at gmail.com, on Buzzsprout.com, and iTunes, or
at Loose and Buttery on the Twitter and Instagram and Facebook Live.
And on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page at Bob and John's Super Duper Variety Power Hour. Also on Untapped at Jay's Brew and Brewmaster Pick.
And go to 151online.com for all your rock and roll needs. Check out our calendar. See where we are playing. Watch our new video for our second single, Shake It On Down.
Woo!
And, woo! John, what'd you learn?
Well, I'll tell you what. Scott taught me about my nutrition and fitness, and them assholes that I met through him,
mm-hmm.
Ben and Phil.
Lovely assholes.
All those guys. They used to be really good about it.
Uh-huh.
But Jesus Christ, you fucking get drunk with them. And all that shit goes out the window. They could give a rat's ass.
All those assholes go out the window.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Jay, what'd you learn?
Not to bring a gallon growler. Well, they could have brought a half gallon growler.
Why? You got leftover?
Oh, it's gone. I drank it.
Well, so what's the problem?
You weren't enjoying it.
I was enjoying it. You're just getting me all fucking hammered. That's the problem.
Not to all right.
Back goes Serrano. He'll need a rocket up his ass to catch this one.
Not to give John a high powered beer before I do my Jay's beer.
There, okay. I guess so, yeah.
Yes. Rewind now.
Yeah, that peanut butter one was like fucked up.
A little peanut butter.
You're
a little peanut
like,
butter.
Toot-toot-toot.
I have more or two.
Drink this one.
We can do a third one.
Ay-yi-yi.
Ay-yi-yi. I didn't like Mexico.
I learned that John wants me to have my MTV.
I wanted you to do that, too.
Yeah.
I felt bad about that.
I did. I feel bad that Bob didn't.
I survived. I still saw all the
videos.
You're
probably better off for it.
No. I don't see how.
No.
You would have more MTV knowledge.
Yeah.
He's pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah, I know a lot of stupid, useless shit. Yes.
It's not like you haven't caught up, though.
I caught up back then. I just went to people's houses, like your house.
Yeah, but now.
And Tom Gray's house.
You have the
in the middle
channels.
Of the-
Yeah.
So you're all up to date. Doesn't matter. Who gets right.
I had the MTV experience. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I was good.
Matter. I'm not worried about it.
I was good. I had other experiences. Remember Friday Night Videos?
Now I'm worried about you. See, I worried about John last time. Now I'm worried about you. Was he worried about you
last time?
What are you worried about me? I'm good. Because John didn't win a game.
Oh.
No MTV.
Hasn't won a game for years.
I just don't want to watch MTV anymore.
No, now I definitely don't want to watch MTV.
Well, MTV now sucks ass.
Sucks the shlongest.
They don't even have videos anymore, do they?
You have to go to VH1. Once in a while. You have to go to VH1 or MTV Classic. They call it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
that's where
they throw videos on there once in a while. Epic, awesome videos.
Fuck it.
Well, they have those different blocks on MTV Classic, like Rock Block and 90s, whatever, and I Want My 80s, and
yeah.
That's you see me watching those a couple of times, and I just feel like catching some good videos.
Oh, that's what I mean. You've caught up.
Well, I caught up before.
He did.
He did.
I'm not sitting up the stairs going, MTV, what is I missing?
What I miss?
Where have I been all my life?
I remember sitting in Tom's basement watching, remote control and all that stuff.
The box, though? Did you have that?
No, I didn't. I didn't have cable.
That's old as shit.
Missed that. That's bullshit. Fuck that fucking box. I gotta get up and fucking.
I gotta hit the box, the little fucking numbers. And then it had like the switch so you could get to the next.
Now I remember we got a box that had thing you could actually pull the whole box with you.
Yeah.
It was like. Fucking shoebox.
Yeah,
I could sit there and
we are fucking.
I could sit on the couch and go,
and it made that sound too. Ka-ching.
We are old as shit.
I remember my great aunt and uncle. When we go down to Buffalo, they had a remote that was like this big. You could kill somebody with it. It weighed like 1,000 pounds.
Right,
it only had three buttons because it would rotate through, and you go back, and I think one was volume up and down or something like that. It was like, but every time you hit it, it was like. Ka-ching.
Oh yeah,
ka-ching. It was like louder than the TV.
Yeah, mine had like 24 buttons. It was probably this big.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah, like maybe not 24.
I think 18. It had like 12 or something.
12 or maybe.
But it
18.
Had a switch.
And a switch.
Yeah, you had a switch.
Switch it to the other side.
Get to the other 24.
Yeah, the other 24, yeah. And those were on the bottom.
Fucking weird.
Remember when you got that?
This week is the first time I felt old. All this shit is like ancient goddamn
decade. I remember my father had the thing in the closet, in his area in the closet, when the what do you call it? The reception, we get all kind of, you had to go in there and click it and turn the antenna on the top up there.
We're old as shit.
And then I remember the thing was, you could put the extension out, the steel stations. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get, you could steal like HBO.
Oh, really?
There was like a thing, it was like a antenna thing. You could steal it, and that didn't last very long. But.
They never do.
Yeah.
But. I mean, I remember when you could, when you had a pay-per-view event. And sometimes if you flicked on it just right,
you could
see something like that. I remember watching like a SummerSlam or something down at Tom's house. We had to get it just right to watch part of it like that. Oh, the good old days. Yeah, the first remote we ever had for our TV, which I thought a freaking like 19-inch television we had was huge.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me? 19-inch TV? Holy shit. Mm-hmm.
Pretty big field.
Yeah, that was huge. Most of it was box, but it was huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't have like one of those ones that sat on the floor. It sat up on something else, but the remote we had was like this fucking big and like that fucking thing. Like you could just go whack and kill somebody.
And my dad had a 65-inch projection. So it was
wow.
So big. It was just this fucking gigantic box.
Still got it?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
That would be classic.
I remember on the back of the remote, there was like a rubber piece that was on. That was the, obviously, it came with a rubber piece on it. So you put it on something, it wouldn't slide. And I just picked the shit out of it, and I got yelled at so many fucking times by him for fucking picking it. Stop picking the fucking remote.
Stop this again.
Yeah, the three things I remember was stop picking the remote, because I had to wear rubber bands that had braces, and they fucking always hurt, because they're fucking, basically, it's torture. It's like somebody putting their knee in your back with two fucking things around your teeth and pulling. But I used to take them, and I used to really get really good at aiming and flinging them off my teeth. They were everywhere. Even when we sold the fucking house, we found them everywhere. And the last one was because after I had braces and I started playing guitar picks, and he just drive nuts. I paid for those fucking teeth. Take the guitar picks out. He used to get so angry with me.
Well, that's true.
That is true. All right. Are we done?
Yep.
Say goodnight, guys.
What's up? Good night, guys.
Good night, guys.
Oh, come on. Let's see with some enthusiasm.
Yes, that sucked, actually.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Good night, guys.
Stadler?
Yeah, what?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Chico!
Oh, I'm touching myself tonight.
You are creepy as shit.